Monday, April 22nd, Liturgy of the Hours, Midday Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our Midday Hymn. Help us, O Lord, to learn the truths thy word imparts, to study that thy laws may be inscribed upon our hearts. Help us, O Lord, to live the faith which we proclaim, that all our thoughts and words and deeds may glorify your name. Help us, O Lord, to teach the beauty of your ways, that yearning souls may find the Christ and sing aloud his praise. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Psalm 119. Your will is wonderful indeed, therefore I obey it. The unfolding of your word gives light and teaches the simple. I open my mouth and I sigh as I yearn for your commands. Turn and show me your mercy. Show justice to your friends. Let my steps be guided by your promise. Let no evil rule me. Redeem me from man's oppression, and I will keep your precepts. Let your face shine on your servant and teach me your decrees. Tears stream from my eyes because your law is disobeyed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. You are just, Lord God, and righteous are your judgments. Deliver those who cry to you in their affliction. Give them peace and calm to reflect on your commands. Psalm 82. God stands in the divine assembly in the midst of the gods. He gives judgment. How long will you judge unjustly and favor the cause of the wicked? Do justice for the weak and the orphan. Defend the afflicted and the needy. Rescue the weak and the poor. Set them free from the hands of the wicked. Unperceiving, they grope in the darkness, and the order of the world is shaken. I have said to you, you are gods, and all of you, some of the Most High. And yet you shall die like men. You shall fall like any of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you rule all the nations. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer, you are always true to your word, Father. Look down from heaven and put an end to our foolishness. Save us from groundless fears and help us to please you with an undivided heart. Psalm 120. To the Lord in the hour of my distress I call, and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful. What shall he pay you in return, O treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrow sharpened and coals red hot blazing. Alas, that I abide a stranger in Meshech, dwell among the tents of Kedar. Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer, you declared peacemakers happy, Lord Jesus, since they will be called sons of God. Give us that peace which the world cannot give, so that your church may be freed from the schemes of arrogant men and devoted to works of peace. Go forward joyfully to meet you, the King of Peace. Alleluia. Repeating the antiphon, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. And our reading for this Monday morning, it's Monday midday, is from Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 12. In Christ, the fullness of deity resides in bodily form. Yours is a share of this fullness. In baptism, you were not only buried with him, but also raised to life with him, because you believed in the power of God who raised him from the dead. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. Father, through the obedience of Jesus, your servant and your Son, you raised a fallen world. Free us from sin and bring us the joy that lasts forever. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.